And Daf Kuf Lametes Amad Aleph, the middle, towards the middle of the Daf. Omar Apope I Botli Yehiri Botli Amgushi. If Botli Yehiri, Rashi says, Yisroel Misyarim, if by Klal Yisroel there'll be Botli, the Misyarim, the Balei Gaive, the Bluris, or the Mabusha Yehirus, Keparsiyim Halalu, that's the Gils of the Rishash Menachem Eishib Nefesh. We heard before the Parsiyim were Yisoid Romas Ruche Isbohu. They were Yisod Balei Gaive. So if by Yidin it will become Botol, this Anhoge from Bluris and Mabusha Yehirus, so Botli Am Gushi. Ye botlu meisisim umeidichim hamasniyem meisonu. In Klal Yisroel Rachman and Islam, there are meisisim umeidichim, who are masniyem meisonu lavinim shebashamayim. There's a psendein Yaakov, there's a girsa the tzedoikim. So if in Klal Yisroel they become botlu, the misyarim, the yehirim, the baligaive, botlu yam gushi. So the meisisim umeidichim, it seems there'll be Ashgoche, that's Biyodeino, the Yehiri. And if that will do, so Botli Am Gushi. I Botli Daini, if the Daini Rishoyim will become Botli, Botli Gzirafti. Gzirafti, we'll see, these are the Rishoyim, the Shaitrim Rishoyim, that are Bektzores for Klal Yisrael. So now the Gemara brings a posik on each Yisrael. He bought li Yehiri, he bought li Amgushi, the Eidrsi ve'etzra, if Kabir, Sigayir. So memele, then it says, Vosira kol bediloy. Zogt Rashi, Sigayir, heim gase yaruach. Shemegad lematzmon. Loshoin yizgemioi. They hold themselves very big. Vacharkach vosirei kol bediloyich. Eilu oisam hamavdilim. Soine Yisrael min HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shikreyem u'b'parchsusam. The mavdilim, those who are mavdil, klal Yisrael min HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first half of the pasuk. He bought li, daini bought li, zirafti from a different pasuk. Receive, heiser, Hashem, mishpotayer, pino, oivoyer. The oivay Hashem will become bottle. The oivay klal Yisrael will become bottle. Omar, Rabbi Melai, mishum, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Mahu dechsiv shovar Hashem matay reshoim shevet moishlem. Shovar Hashem matay reshoim eilu hadayonim shenasu makol lechazoneim. These are the dayonim who they support their shamoshim who do dvorim roim matay reshoim. Shevet Moishlim, Eilu Talmidei Chachomim, Shebemishpacho Is Hadayon. Let us see what Rashi says. Botli Daini, Rishoyim Yisrael Shematin Din. Botli Mal Yisrael, Gzirafti Noitshei Shoitrei Oivdei Kechot. Shenaso Makol Lachazoneim, Lisham Moshayim. They are the makel for the shamoshim. Nois nimyat, they help them. Bahavyin lulachoizik. Loima, the shamoshim say lo yeye shliach va'azmin esploini lebezn im loitar bescha. So when one baldin comes, he wants to come to din teire, so the shliach says, you have to give me a lot of money, I'll go and be mazmin ledin. Va'achav sak din lo yerdenu likoneis lamashkanoi. I won't be mamashkin him, unless also I'll get a good schiris for this. Shevet Moishlim, Masarashil and Shevet as a loshen makel. Makel egroifim shel Moishlim. Hainu dayonim rishoim. You have dayanim rishayim shetamidei chachamim shemishbachoisam lahem lemakol la'egrif shal yedeyim hoyu mamidim oisam. They were mamidis dayanim umechapin alayhem, and the mechapin their maisim aroim voisim sani goyren ledivrayim. Whatever wrong things they do, they're melamed zchus on them. This is the shevet moishlim. So Rashi learned shevet is a loshen makul. The Marsho wants to say shevet is a loshen mishpoche, like the Yud Bei Shvotim, the mishpoche from the moishlim. Ma'azutra oma eilu talmidei chachomim shemalamdim hilchis tzibu ledayoni bu. The Shevet Moishlim is the Talmidei Chachamim who teach Dayonei Bur. Dayonei Bur means these are Dayonim who are Burim. They are not acquainted at all in Hilchis Dayonis. But they teach them Hilchis Tzibur. Hilchis Tzibur, the Maral explains, this is the Halachis that you have to know how to fear zech with a tzibur. So the these anhogis, they teach them. But the halachis, they don't know. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, l'dayoni bu, shebaftochas oison talmidei chachomim, mamidim dayne bu, lodines akol abo. That means, the Ritva seems to say that the talmidei chachomim are mavtiach, that if there'll be any difficulties in the shailas, they'll be shoyel them. So memela is nothing but to worry about. Bohem. When it comes to lemaise, they don't ask the talmidei chachamim how to pasken. Umoti noisa. Amar Abelozo ben Melai, mishum reish lokish, mai dechsiv ki kapeichem negoyalo bedom. Your hands became negoyalum is mishtama loshen of they became dirty bedam. That's by seichem beovain. Siv seichem divresh dibru sheker l'shaynchem av l'tehekem. So we're speaking about different people. Ki kapeichem negoyalu badam elu hadayonim. Vetz ba'eiseichem ba'ovain eilu soifrei hadayonim. Siv seiseichem dibru sheker eilu oirchei hadayonim. These are the lawyers. L'shoin chamav l'tehege eilu balei dinim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, kapeichem negoyalu bedom eilu hadayonim. Shekapeyem pshutim l'kabel shoichat. The hands are stretched out to get shoichet. Umot in asadin. V'noitlin momen min habaylim shaloi kedin. V'nois nelu shechenegdoi. V'reyu kin noitonish mosoi. That's mamish taking away momen shaloi kedin. It's kin noitonish mosoi. Soifrei adayonim shekoisvim shtori shal remiye. Oichei adayonim melamdem ezbalei dinom. Dinim litoin. They teach them tainis, how to taine. So memele, and the other case is the balei dinim who themselves are toyin divrei avle. Va'omar Rab Melai mishum Rab Yitzchok migdolo miyoyim shepirish Yosef meochiv leitoam tam yai. Yosef HaTzadik was not toyim tam yayim. V'chsiv ulekot koi nizir echov. So that Yaakov Avinu, when he speaks about Yosef, he was a nozir. The Maral explains the reason Yosef was a nozir. He wasn't toyim yayin. He says because yayin is mesameyach. In Simche, pas nor, when one is bishleimis, when one is not bishleimis, when one is a matzav of chesorin, then that is not a time of Simche. Yosef, if he would be mechuber with the shvotim, if he would be the roish of the shvotim, that was his shleimis. That he was pirish min ha-shvotim, that was a gewaldike chesorin by him. So memele, therefore, he did not drink wine. Nazir Ochiv. Rab Yosi b'Rab Chanina Oma Afhein v'loitoamu tam yayim. they also were malgish this chesarim, or the chesaron of the mechire. Tersiv vayishtu vayishkiru imoy. It seems that when did they drink? When they were imoy. Mechlal da'at ha'idne loy. Ve'idoch, and Ramilai that says only that he was a nozir, because the imoy is going on the shikresu de'loy have, shtiye mi'ahave. They drank wine before. Ve'omar Rabbi Milai, v'schav ro'acho v'somach b'liboy, zocho l'choshen ha'mishpot al-liboy. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, imoy mechlal dat hashtaloy, zocho l'choshen ha'mishpot shekeneged alay. Aaron HaKoyin was zeichet de l'choshen mishpot shekeneged alay, shohoyo godol mimenu. We have to understand the matzav of Aaron. He was older than Moshe. Ve'koydem le'Moshe nigle shechina al Aaron. And before Moshe was around in Mitzrayim, so the shechina was nigle al Aaron. Ke'rechsiv ha'nigle nigle si al beis avicha. Ve'nemru lo'y nevu'y shal Mitzrayim ha'ksu ve'ad v'yamru bi. So Aaron, the older brother, had officiated as the Novi Hashem for Klal Yisrael. Now all of a sudden the younger brother comes along, and the younger brother, he's taking over, and we're kicking out the older brother. Now such an hoge is mohira kine, vafal pikein, loy niskane boy bezois, Aaron wasn't miskan. There's a mohira de kedrosh saran, drush gimel, that explains what is this, we're speaking about the choshen, that he was zeichet to the choshen ha-mishpot al-liboy because v'roacho v'somach b'liboy. The choshen was one of the big day kahune, why dafke were we boichel this beged the schus v'roacho v'somach b'liboy. So the Drosh HaSaran explains be'emison the Rab Milai is not speaking about the choshen. The choshen is big day kahune. He's speaking about the Urim V'tumim which were in the Choshen. And the Medrash Taki says that Leiv Shesomach B'gdulas Ochiv Yiske that the Urim V'tumim should be Alibay. Now what did Chazal see in this Inyan? He said Chazal had a Moiradike Kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Amud HaNevuah by Klal Yisrael. He was the Novi. Aaron HaKoyin was the Amud HaAvoida by Klal Yisrael. He took care of the Avoida, Avoida Sakuna, Avoida Sakobonis, Avoida Satfila. That was the, each one had his tafkid. Now this Indian, the Choshen Mishpot, Vashteitzach, the Choshen Mishpot was one of the big dekahune. The Choshen Mishpot, this was needed for the Avoida. Chazal would never tell sich why he was zeichet to the Choshen Mishpot. That's the chelik of avoda, the big day kohen god. Chazal sich gestellt, why was he zeichet to the urim v'tumim? The urim v'tumim had nothing to do with avoda. V'oraye, in the second base amigdosh, there was no urim v'tumim, and still there was avoda. He was not called a mechusa begodim, because big day kohen is choshen mishpat. Urim v'tumim is an inyan of nevuah. This was a yediyas asidus. This Chazalom gefrekt akashe. Wie kommt Urim v'tumim zu Aaron HaKoyin? This is Nevuah. This is Moshe Rabbeinu's field. This has nothing to do with Avodas HaKoyin. So there Chazal are telling us a midah keneged midah. Leiv shesomach b'gdulas ochid. And as the Ram puts it, the Chazal tell us in Yalkut, that leiv shesomach v'roacho v'somach b'liboy. That means, we can picture this, the older brother sees the younger brother, mazel tov, mazel daimet atzlocha, I'm so happy. That's not somach belibi, that's somach bepiv, the heart can zich veiton, nebuch, why you and not me? No, the posik says, v'ro'acho v'somach beliboy. He was someyach with the dalge of nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu was zeichetu. V'somach beliboy, that's a moiridike taras aleif, v'ro'acho v'somach b'liboy. There's a moiridike vort for Rab Chaim Shmulevitz, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesarif. He didn't want to go. The Rebbeinu Shalom looked at him to go. And said, handelt sich da von der Geula auf Klal Yisrael? I will nicht gehen. Chazal tell us a Medrash, why didn't he want to go? He didn't want to go because he would be poigeya bekvoidei shalar. He understood this very well. He was sensitive to the feelings of Arab. That's why he didn't want to go. And he was nenash because he was Mesarif. So Abchaim Shmulevitz explains what was the wrong anhaga of Moshe Rabbeinu. He should have gone. He shouldn't have been sensitive to Aaron's feelings. So he explains, no, the avla of Moshe Rabbeinu was he was not masig the dalga of Aaron HaKoyim. That was the time. You think Aaron HaKoyim, it will bother him, v'ro'acho v'somach b'libo yifakel isomeyach. You misjudged Aaron HaKoyim. That was the avla of Moshe Rabbeinu. You should have known who Aaron was. And I once was Ma'ira. It's Moiridik. The Pasuk says, V'ro'acho v'somach b'liboy. Now this was told to Moshe Rabbeinu before Aaron was aware of this whole inyan. It's very modern. We have the kasha of the Rambam, how Bechire in Yediyah Shtimin. But here, the Rebbeinu Shalom should tell him, V'ro'acho v'somach b'liboy, before it even occurred. So Weissdeich, the Lev Aaron was so pure that there was no tutstodim about it. I mean, it's not telling us, see this, there was no pchir in it. He was in such a matziv that was Kedushas Aaron, that was the Lev of Aaron. So therefore, this Lev that was Sameach with the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was zoiche to a dalge of nevuah, which was in a prateranses greater than Mus Moshe Rabbeinu. We have a klal, nevuah could be chayza. The Rabbeinu Shalom can tell nevuah, and things will change. The pasuk in Yirmiyah, there'll be a nevuah. We see by Yoine, v'neinin v'nepeches, and nepeches is geboren faker. That they did tshuva, so became bottled the gzeira. A nevuah could be chayza. The nevuah of the Choshen Mishpat cannot be Choshen. That's Chazal tell us. That was the godless of it. It's called Mishpat. Mishpat ain't a Choshen, Afurim v'tumim ain't a Choshen. So this, that was the Midah Keneged Midah. He was Zoiche, the slave toyer, that was Sameach B'gedulas Ochiv, he was Zoiche to a dalga of nevuah, which was an aprat greater than nevuah Shara Nevi. That's one Nekuda Daran says, and another Nekuda Daran says that he was Zoiche to the Urim V'tumim goes over by Yerusha. All the Kahanim G'doylim also are Zoiche to Urim V'tumim. Nevue, there is no such Inyan of Yerusha. The fathers are Novi, that does not make the children a Novi. But in this, there's a Din Yerusha that all the Kahanim G'doylim are Zoiche to the stargah of Urim V'tumim. I once thought could be that what this goes over by Yerusha is because the schus in Urim V'tumim came about to the gewaldike midas of Aaron HaKoyim. There's a meiridike droshes haran in another place which is difficult to understand, but al kaponim the ran says this yesod. The Ran says, why did Avram Avinu send Eliezer to base Lavan, to Rivke, Bas Psuel? What was the yichus of this mishpach? They were the Avei Dezore. What was their yichus? So the Ran says, Amir de Kizach. There's a chet that's totally behashkofe, a chet that's totally bemoyach. He says, such a chet does not go over by Yerusha. The father can be an Eved Avei Dezore, the child can be. Oh, that's all chashkofes. The child it doesn't pass over by Yerusha. A chet in Midas Rois, that goes over by Yerusha. And the Ran says, the Anshei Knan had Midas Mushchoses, and this was the Shem Oifen Avraham Avinu did not want Yitzchak to marry them. And Beis Besuel had Midas Toivus, even though it's very difficult to understand this Besuel and the love of the Arami, if we would not say that they had midas toivus. Abal kaponim, the Ran said they had good midas. They didn't have the midas mishchoses of the Anshei Kenan. Midas go over by Yerusha. So it could be, since Aaron was zoiche to the darga of Nebuah of Urim v'tumim, because there was such a leiv toyer, leiv shesomach v'gdulas ochiv, this leiv went over by Yerusha. So therefore the Nebuah that was nestaviv to this leiv also goes over by Yerusha. It could be that is why before Birchas Koyanim, the Tzivonu Lavoiches Amo Yisrael Biyav. That's not such an easy thing to say. Tzivonu Lavoiches Amo Yisrael Biyav. What if he had the Psazoi? He has the Psabistol Ptainus on this one. On this one, it's not so posh. So we give Agdome Ashekitshonu Bikdushosei Shalaren. That the slave toyer that Aaron had, that is Bekoyach. All Kahanim have this Kedusha Kedushasi Shalaren. Could be this Kedushasi Shalaren is the Reif Toyer, the Veracha Vesomach Beliboy. So if Azoivai, they could help that a Kohen could say B'Shem Malchus, L'Boyach Es Ama Yisrael B'Yav. Zog the Gemara weiter. Sholchu Lei B'nei Bishchav, I don't know exactly the Nekudis, L'Levi. So the Bnei Bishchar asked a Shaila to Levi. Three Shailas they asked. Kilo Mau. What is the din? Is a person permitted to be Poyres Akilo in Shabbos? Kishusa Bekalmo Mau. Is a person permitted to plant Kishois? It's called Kaskara. Benakarim. It grows on a bush. Meis Beyontiv Mau. They asked three shailas, and they sent the shailas to Levi. At the ozel, till the shliach came to Levi, noch nafshe de Levi. Levi was nifta. The poisik, they wanted to ask these three shailas, was not around. Omar Shmuel Rav Menashe Ichakimas Sholach Lo. If you're smart, send them back. What's this Ichakimas? That's pshat over here. We'll see soon. Shalach lehu. So he told them shrek lecha chumres. Kilo chazalnu al kol tzide kilo. Memduch ketrach. All in yonim. How a kilo, all tzdode heter. How one should be permitted to be peiris a kilo. In other words, it's awesome. They're not b'nei teire. He couldn't tell them any kulas. He tells them a kula toydach nish. They're not b'nei teire. So Memele, so he had to tell them, but look how he told them, Chazalnu al kol tzidei kila, le'metzina lo tzad, for you we didn't find that tzad hefta, taking into consideration who the shayel is, we didn't find that tzad hefta for you. Kishusa bekarme, you would ask the shayel, kishusa bekarme, irvuve, it's klayim take. Let us see what the shayel was by kishusa bekarme, let us see Rashi. Bnei Bishchar Shem Mokim. Kila Mahu Linetaisa Bishabbos. Kishusa Himlein. Shegodal Alehege. It grows on a bush. Mahu Bekarme. Is this permitted to be planted in the Kerem? So what are the Tzodi Ashaila? Yereku Ukloim Bekerem. If it's a Yerek, so this makes Kloim Bekerem. So Rashi learns Pshat the Shaila was if it's a Yerek or if it's an Ilan. We learned Rami by Yecheskel a palace kfule korich lechut and meshicha you'll have to spread it out. Or mishani lefisha einam b'nei teire or mekili tvei. You can't be mekel. You give them a finger they'll take a hand already. Take the mish. He told them it's klein. Fragt die Gemorre, will ich alle Chloke der Rabtafen? Why did he ask all this Kishas? It's a Sofik. It's the erste Scheile, is it a Yerek or is it a Nilon? She should answer them Rabtafen. The Sanya Kishas. Rabtafen, no im ein Kloim bekerem. Bechachom im oimrem Kloim bekerem. Bekaim alon. Kol ameikul boorets, halochi kemoisei bechutzulorets. So, Mamela, that's what you tell them. There's a machloikis. There's an often a machloikis, and we have guidelines. By klayim, the klalos kolameikol boretz halochi kemoisei bechutzalotz. So the Gemara says, we she'inom b'nei teire. Baiten is el b'shtik teire. They're not b'nei teire. So even though me'ikar adin, it's muta, you can't tell them that it's muta. You have to tell them that it's osa. Sam Seifa asks Akashe that how could it here pass doch nicht to be makel like Raptav? Why? You're going to tell them that this was a Yisaidistik Yishayla, is Kishes an Elon or a Yerek. Now, whatever you're going to tell them, you're going to get into hot water. That means as follows. If you'll tell them that it's a Yerek, if you'll tell them that's an Elon, that was the Gemara's Kash, you should tell them that's an Elon. So then, it's chayv ba'ola. We have a klal kol amekel ba'oretz is alocha kemoisei bechutzel oretz. This klal applies tzai by klayim and tzai by ola. But here you can't dance on two chasanis. That means if you're going to assume it's an ilon, so there should be a din ola. If you assume it's zoim, so then there should be klay kerem. You can't make a kula tarti de sasri. Therefore, he couldn't be makel over here. That is the Sam Seifa's kash. He can't play blind man's buff over here. That means he can't be makel one without the other. And some amela, so you have to be machma by both, because it's tarti de sasri. The lemaise, the ritva taka learns not like Rashi. And the yaivitz also learns not like Rashi. The Ritva says the Shaila was not if it's an Elon or a Zroim. He says that you could zicha find out. If it grows from year to year, it's not an Elon. We have guidelines on this. You don't have to plant it again, it's not an Elon. So there's no Shaila. He says the Shaila was to have a Teiris Machel or doesn't have a Teiris Machel. That was the Shaila. It was zicha not an Elon. The Shaila was to have a Teiris Machel. So then it's very good to Gemara. The Yaivitz wants to learn a different shot in the Gemara, that the Shaila was if it's Taki Yenike Mina Oretz, so it's Yenik Mina Avir. Such a Tzadakishis is Yenik Mina Avir. That was the Shaila. But the Pashtus of Lashon Rashi, unless he did not hold what the way they, that was the way they asked the Shaila. But the Pashtus of Lashon Rashi, if I says this was the Shaila, if this was the Shaila, so you have to know, is this, how could he be Makel, since the Shaila involves Sai Klaya Kerem and Sai Ola. Mach is Ra. Ra was Machmeres, Hai Man the Boy Le Mizra Keshusa Bekarme, Lizra. Ra was Mekel and Chutzloretz. He says, whoever wants to plant it in a Kerem, you're allowed to plant it. Rav Amram Chaside Man Gidalave. Rav Amram Chaside, you gave Makis Mardus whoever planted it. He was Machmer. Rav Misharshi Yoiv Lei Prute Letinek Nochi, he gave a Prute Letinek Nochi, Bezor Alei, and then he was Zereya for him. He will see in Rashi, he didn't want to be Zereya himself, Kishas Bekarme, but he wanted to have it in his Kerem, so he gave a Prute Letinek Nochi, Bezor Alei. Frek de Gemore Velitein Lei Letinek Yisoyl. Why does he, if you have an opportunity that a goy should do malach or a yid, it's fakert, give a yid upon us, belitan leila tinek Yisrael. So the Gemara says, osi lemisrach. If you'll give the tinek Yisrael, so he'll be mulgul. Every year he got the job from Rav Misharshi, he planted kishas bekerem. That's all what you need. When he'll become a godel, it'll be nimshach after the sanhoge. Maisa Rabbi, he remembers, he used to do it every year, so do it for himself also. V'litin lai legodol nochi, why dafka tinik nochi? Hasi lachlufi bi Yisrael. You give it to a gadol nochi, they might come lachlufi bi Yisrael. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, v'kaimulon bebroches, beperi keitzat gabi olo, v'hu adin lekloim, shaf hi mitzvah hatlu yeboretz, v'ni nehegis min ha-toyre el ha-boretz. Yoi pruta letinek nochi, kosovar b'chutz loret shori. Umiyu kol kamo, de'efsher mishani shelo yilmedu lahok. After picking, there was chayish of osi lemisrach. Now the Ritva asks a kasha. The Ritva asks that what's the Gemara's kasha v'litin le'letinek Yisrael? That there's a din of lois achilum. You're not allowed to tell a yid to do an isra. Now to tell a tini to do an isra. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara says Dilma Sila Misrach. I mean, the etzim now would be permissible. No, later he might come and be nichshel in this. The Samazin is not the time to do an isa. So the Ritva says, like Rashi, that really it wasn't an isa. Mika, then we passed in its mutter. Kol kama de efshel meshani. It wasn't an isa be'etzim. It was only a psachumre lebaalme. Even though the Gabi Dilma Sila Misrach, they were chayish about kaponim al tzloi sachilum. They weren't chayish. That's what the Ritva says. The Rashba in Yevamis Tavkuf Yudalit also asks this kasha: how was he permitted to tell a tinek yoivolay sachilum? So the Rashba, because of this kasha, brings a raya to his shita. There's a famous shita sarashba. The shita sarashba is that by an iser the rabbonon, you're allowed to be machalatinik. That is Shita Sarajba. Allowed to be machalatinik by an Issa Darabon. So, right? Rabbi Keveger in the Chuvis, Simen Tezvov, asks a moiridike kashe on this Rajba. The Ran in Saif called Kisvei brings down, and that there was problem, so that the Rajba himself that was Mekel, to be machal hakotn an isa d'rabbonon, that's dafke litzoyrech hakotn. But litzolcheinu, the Rashba was not matter. It was only matter litzoyrech hakotn. Therefore, Rabbi Kivege had a whole tshuva. He brings down the stran, a shayl of allowed to tell a cotton to carry a sidr and a kalmelis. To be soymach on the shittas Rashba, on Shabbos. So the Rabbi Kivege said he brings down this ran. So Rabbi Kivege said he could only tell a cotton to carry a siddur if he's going to use it himself. So let the cotton daven from the siddur. We have to understand in those days that the shul did not supply siddurim. You had to bring your own siddur on Shabbos. So Mamela, so he said the cotton should daven from the siddur. The father can look over his shoulder. About koponim, about to carry it for someone else is alois achilo. So the Rashba, the ran says, the Rashba that was mekel, it was only mekel litzoyrech hatinik, not litzorcheinu. So Rabbi Kivege blives by a tzorcheinu on this Rashba. The Rashba brings a raya to shita from over here. This was litzorcheinu. Before I saw this Rabbi Kivege, I heard this kasha. I didn't know, so I thought maybe since you're giving him a pruta, this is called litzorchoi. Because the Gemara speaks about the pruta, yoiv le pruta letinik nochi, veliten le letinik Yisrael. It seems the pruta spielt doch da rolle. Aber Rabbi Kivege weiß doch heus, that doesn't, maybe that's a, weiß es a krumme svare, weiß es, that does not make it so chay atinik. The Yisr is the datsam zriye, and that's not le tzorech atinik, that's le tzorechim. So Rabbi Kivege blies by it tzorechim. Let us see Taisvis. Velishlach lohu keraptalfin. He says, the Gemara asked Akasha, let him tell them that it's mutter, because it's a machloikis, this shayla gufe, if kishais is a yerek or an ilon, Raptalfin said it's not a yerek, ain't ploim bekere. Velishlach lohu keraptalfin. Fraktach Teisves, holoi porach lishlach lohu kerabiyashi, da omar ein echaye vat she yizra achita usa oiro vecharzon b'mapoy lesya. Rabbi Yashi says a yesod leisizra kal mechal kloyim. So Rabbi Yashi learned that in order for it to be awesome in a Torah, it has to be kloyim without the keren. And so that means you need three minim. Two minis roim, chitos oiro, and then you had a min keren v'chartzon. Leisizra kal mechal kloyim. It should be mapoilish yad also, that it should be together. You're throwing in all three. That is the Issa. So Memele, so here the Shaila was Kisha is Bekerem. So Kisha is Bekerem is one mean with a Kerem. So it's not, so it's only Klein with the Kerem. It's not Klein Bazunda. So the Gemara should have said that we pass in like Rabbi Yashia. Lishlahu ki Rabbi Yashia domay nechai vachiz rachita soire vachalsam amapayla shah. So Taisu says, the Shema Heim Lo Yisholu Kishusa Bikar Memau Leicha She'osa Kedin Yisa Klaim Gimel Minim Kecho. Maybe we shouldn't learn the Gemara face value was Kishusa Bikar Memau. Amen. Vashetza Kishusa Be'im Chito with a Kerem. So Meila Rabbi Yashi it doesn't apply. Va'oi Shema Lo Yisviru Leike Rabbi Yashi. Maybe he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yashi. Well, see, Taisu wanted to ask, that like this we have to go with Psadreidel, Kalamekal Boritz, Alochi Kemaisi Bechutzlos. Stamazay, we passed on like Rabbi Yashi, so no Shaila to begin with. So Taisa says, maybe they don't know like Rabbi Yashi. Ba'av al gav de kaim along ki Rabbi Yashi, b'seif perikam de gedushin. Omalei, the Gemara says, in seif perikam de gedushin, loitza harisu. You do not have a klolkite and hilchis kloin. Someone was once Zereya Kloim, two meaning together. It wasn't three meaning. So they said you should be Menadim. So he said, Loi Tzarisa, das ish kai Klolkit Nilchus Kloim. Loi Kaimelon ki Rabbi Yashi? We paskel like Rabbi Yashi. So we see Stomed the Gemara, also we paskel like Rabbi Yashi. That's if you have a Klolkit Nilchus Kloim. Bo Menami bebroches perik mishemeisoi, noig alme ketlasovi. That it's not noig bechutzalor. It's Rabbi Yashi bekloim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseire bedivrei Torah. That the Malkari is muta bedivrei Torah without tefila. So memele. So that's Taisvus kasha. So Taisvus says the second teretz was Shem alay svir like Rabbi Yashi. If Taisvus says like svir like Rabbi Yashi, kaim alon Rabbi Yashi, but no agalma like Rabbi Yashi. Yeah, that's these amiroim. They're not whole like Rabbi Yashi. The koma nami noi ke Rabbi Yehuda bedivrei Torah. Vaftilo hochi pligi leamiroi tuve bishmaite dos. There's a lot of amiroim that hold that a balkeri is also bedivrei Torah. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. The koma nami ke Rabbi Loi bereishis hageis. The oma noi alme ke Rabbi Loi. Domain in Neugela Boretz, Vafalochiam Rinem Bechulen Beshili Perk Hazaroyem, Omar Ravchizda Haitavche, Deloy Mafresh Matante, Sims Matonis, the Matonis Royal Chayam Vekeve, in Chutzlots Lehevi Bisham, Tadashem Alakei Sol, they put him in Chayram if he was a Mafresh Matonis. Vomer Nami de Rove Konis Atma, Rove Roskoine, she could take a Yerech if he doesn't give the Matonis. Fill her of Nachman Gufe, the Oma Noig Alme Ketlasov, Yem Osim the Konis Glime, he can take away the Glime of the Baal Behemet. So it seems, maybe this Noig Alme was later, but there was Icherat Gufe where people did not paskin like this. So Memele, so there's no Kashe, why they didn't tell them the Halachic Rabbi Yashia. I feel we will assume that it was takia two minim. It's not muchach that they hold like Rabbi Yashi. Vim taima nehei deloy svir like Rabbi Yashi. Bikomok em lishlach lohu ke Rabbi Yashi bechol ameikul baoretz halochi kemoise bechutzlor. It's about kaponim. That this halocha zicha apply. So why do you have to say psadovo proti that kishes is not min zroim? So you're going like, it's also true, but say, agrode ether, the bechal is no isek loyim, by 2 minutes. Piesh loymer, the loyshayech, lameyma hochi, elo bemin shel iso. This klal, kolameikel ba'oretz, halochi kemoisi bechutz loretz, was only said, if the dion is what is this mean? Is this a mean shall isa? Damatiroi choishvoi mean heter. It doesn't fall into the category of zroim. Is ba'oretz aloche kamaisi bechutzlot. Avol bedavor she'enei toli elo bezriye. The Taisarosh is Moisef Avot, the Iker Zriye. Chita, Saira, Vechalzim, Apoilus Yad, Boho, Loi, Omar, Halochi, Ke Moisei, Bechutz Loret. So Taisarosh says a Gevaldike Yesod, which the Oimek Advorim we have to understand, but Taisarosh is Magdir, that this Klal of Kolamekel, Boorets, Halochi, Ke Moisei, Bechutz Loret, is not if the Machloikis is in the Iker Tzure Saisa, how Kloim has to be. If that is the machloikis, we will not be mekel and chutz la'aretz either. But if it's only in a dover proti, does this mean fall into the yisa? Then we say the klal kol ha'mekel bo'oretz halocha k'mayse b'chutz la'aretz. Rav Amram, the Ramban l'mayse wants to fa'emfer. Ramban wants to fa'emfer Tosfos kashe with Ashitas Rambam. Ashitas Rambam is very interesting. The Rambam holds that afilu according to Rabbi Yashiya, that Rabbi Yashiya holds that there's no iser of zriyas kloyim if there's two minim. So the Rambam says that's only in the iser zriye, but the machel that grows will be yosa bachila. That's the shita saram. Rabbi Yashiya no geret vegen the iser zriye. There's no iser le sizra kalmecha kloyim. But if it grows, will be yosa bachila. So what'll tell them Rabbi Yashiya? Tell them Rabbi Yashiya toivnachnish. What do they have from Rabbi Yashiya? They won't be able to derive benefit from it. So therefore the Gemara said, no, about this Rav Tarfon. Rav Tarfon says it's not even a mean kloin. Rav Amram Chaside Mangid Alo Rav Misharshi Yoiv Leiprutal Enochi Koshali Amai Ho Amai. Why did they do all these chumas? Amrin Elel Dalochik Rav Tarfon the Mekel Bechutzlov. So Chloimal De Bimikoimom Lehavi B'nei Teire. They weren't B'nai Teire, so the Mela they had to enforce the Halacha, and V'litin lai letinik Yisrael. So the Gemara asked, litin lai letinik Yisrael, the Gemara asked, answer du ma'asi le Misrach. Oim ha-Rabbi, shekabola hu biyodeinu, shezeh ha-makshe, this person who asked, and this person, the makshin, did not a hold of the teretz du ma'asi le Misrach. That's what the Talsam was Mechadish. He did not hold of Dilma Osila Misrach. So Memele, this match is Rav Acher Bar Yaakov. He was Rav Acher Bar Yaakov. So what will we gain from this idea? So now we'll understand the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin says, V'hainu hodama b'Erevin b'shili b'kul ma'arvin gabi birchas man ala kois b'yei makipur. The Gemara is a pupil. Why don't we make a shechiyonu ala kois in Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says you'll make a Shechiyonu ala Kois, so you can have a problem. You're going to make the Shechiyonu. With making the Shechiyonu, you're Mekabel Yom Kippur already. You're Mekabel Toisvus Yom HaKippurim. So now you made a Baruch, you made a Boire Priyagof, and you made a Shechiyonu ala Kois. And what are you going to do with the Kois now? You made a Boire Priyagof, and what are you going to do with the Kois? HaMevorech Tzor Sheyitayim. So the Loyevshe, the Eichi Yevet, the Eichi Levet. Frag the Gemara, leis vele tinnik, give it a tinnik, what's your problem? Make a shechiyonu. The tinnik doesn't fast either side, so give it a tinnik. So the Gemara says, leis hilchese ke Rav Acher Bar Yaakov, we don't paskin like Rav Acher Bar Yaakov, dilma osi le misach. We're afraid dilma osi le misach. So Rashi in Erevin says he doesn't know who this Rav Acher Bar Yaakov is. How the less hilchus in the Rav Acher Bar Yaakov? So Taisu says Rav Acher Bar Yaakov. Well, this is this Makshin over here. This Makshin that also didn't hold of Dilma Osi le Misrach. So this is Rav Acher Bar Yaakov, and the Gemara says that we don't pass no Rav Acher Bar Yaakov. The Yesh Meforshim others say that this Rav Acher Bar Yaakov, which the Gemara in Erevin assumed, does not hold of the din of Dumas le Misrach, the who ahud the perik basra the nida. It's a different Rav Acher Bar Yaakov. The askin, Rav Acher Bar Yaakov paskind, be yemome de tmanye mishum gandhi, loy chashinon lischach bite be mokim tzorech. That means the Gemara says as follows. Like this, the halach is that a isha that is a nida, let's call midina de reise,
Dina de Reister, if there's no Ziv involved, so the she's table Leil Shmini. After the Shiva Shyam, she's Tommy Shiva Shyam, and she's table Leil Shmini. Nami Ikaradin, she could be table Yaim Shmini also. That means after the Zayin may need this pass, she could be table Yaim Shmini. But the Gemara said that they were machmer, that she shouldn't be table by Yom. Why shouldn't she table by Yom? Mishum skach bita. Maybe she'll take her daughter along with her when she goes to the mikveh, and the daughter sees the mother went by Yom. The cheshbonus of the mother, this is Yom Shmini, that the daughter won't know. So when she'll grow up, so she'll also go by Yom, but she'll go Yom Shmini already. And that's a shailah v'sakoris. So Rav Ache bar Yaakov said, Mishum ganvi, what if the mother has difficulties going at night because of ganovim? If she'll leave the house, so ganovim will break into the house. So mamela, she's allowed to go the eighth day. Lechashinu l'schach bita b'mokim tzayrus. So they say that's the Rav Ache bar Yaakov in Erevin. We see he wasn't shy. He wasn't chayish dilma osi lemisa. V'loy nehire. That zikhn am stav de meishna de nokke tsvera wache bei yakke mit kol shara mei roim da osa de zoda mei roim others one matter because of a mishmari yavosa there was lions around they were matters a whole tefel of mei roim there were matter litvo bei mashmini so why should the gemar neire ben pik an rabache bei yakke so why is it this rabache bei yakke vale hi da hosa mei rabein tam so now the gemar so we have a gemar the gemar says that we do not make a shachiyonu ala kaish yom kippur because we'll have a problem and a godel is not permitted to be taim, he was mekabel tais v'shem kippurim. So memeila, to give that cotton, you're not allowed to do ma'asa l'misa. So the Rebbe Netam says that you saw do ma'asa l'misa was only said on the shachiyonu ala kaish v'shem kippurim. Aim Rabbeinu Tam, Shemuta Litain Latinaik Lishta is Kaishal Broche, ki mikla mile beyim kippur. If there'll be a mile beyim kippur, and then we make a boy repriya gofen on the broche after the mila shekidesh yedid mi beten. The reason we make a boy repriya gofen, we drink wine, the Taz says in Hilchas Mila, because it's a gather of shire, beinayim rim shire el alayayim. So there you make the boy repriya gofen and you give it to the tinik. Blechashin in dul ma'osa le'mischach, kivin she'ein ze minig bekavua. This is not a yearly hanhoge that there's a bris every Yom Kippur. This can happen once in a blue moon. You have a Yom Kippur bris. V'loidomi le'kois de yoyim ha'kippurim, v'yaviyo v'loi'osa le'mischach, she'ye godol. This Yingle used to jump up to the Yomid, he used to go there each year. This was a standard practice. So he'll drink wine when he becomes a Godel also. But something that happens rarely, so the Ben Etam says a Yisod, that this Dilma Osel Amisra is only said by adovo kavua, something that is not kavua, there's no dumma osel misra. The Ran asks the kashas, what's with our gemore? So it seems Rav Misharshi would each year he'd give a tinik yisros. So that's considered adovo kavua. La haloche, we don't paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam by Yom Kippur. By Tisha B'Av there are 2 days, and the Ramah paskins like the Rabbeinu Tam by Tisha B'Av and by other Tanaisim. By other Tanaisim and Tisha B'Av will give to a tinnik, if there's no godel around to eat it, to drink the wine. And by Yom Kippur, we will not give to a tinnik. So by Yom Kippur, v'chayish dulma osil amisrach, not like the Rabbeinu Tam, since it's a shayla of tima d'araise, it's a shayla of dulma osil amisrach, we're playing around with the shtir b'yom kippurim, dulma osil amisrach, and by the other Tanaisim, by the other Tanaisim, we are soymech on the Rabbeinu Tam, since the whole Iser Shtiyah is at the Rabbonon Tzai V'Tzai, so here we are soymech on the Rabbeinu Tam, and we give to a tinnik. What you do, Yom Kippur, by a bris, is a machloikis, the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says, you have a problem, you can't give it to a tinnik, so you don't make a bris for your gofer. So you start off Shekidesh he did me better without the Bayer Priya Gofa. The Ramah says that you give it to the Rach HaNimel. This is Be'emes, the Shittes HaRaivon. The Shittes HaRaivon is Amoyredik HaRaivon, an Erevin. The Raivon says an Erevin as follows. He says, why do we always give from the Koish Shel Brocha to the Tinnik by the Bris? He says, you know why you give it to the Tinnik? That we should be Mughal to give it to the Tinnik. That when they will fall out of tainess, you'll also give it to the Tinnik. Abba, you give it to the Rach HaNimel. The Ran in the Chuvis is Choylik and the Raivon. He says, Shoyim HaShemayim, what's helped giving their Tinnik? It's a Brochel of Atole. Bishleim, if you have a Tinnik, Shegila, Chinuch, and he's standing there, and you tell the Tinnik, I haven't seen it to be Yaitse with my Bayer Priya Gof, and so good. So I might see the Tinnik, and then, and he's Yaitse, I'll Tzchinuch, I could be Maitse, and Parfik, and then he drinks. Na guten Tag. But the Rach HaNimel is a Lav Barav Bachinuch. So it's an emes of brochel of atole. That's the kashe that the Ran asks on the Raivon. Zamoyredike Beis Meir and Hilchis Mila, the Beis Meir says as follows. The Beis Meir says that the Sforis and Betzim, it's mashme very much like this from Rashi and Erebin. On this Gemara that, and that memo mit Beis. The Beis Meir says, Amoyredike Derer. He says as follows. That what is pshat, one makes a boire priya gofen. One makes a boire priya gofen when one wants to derive benefit from wine. He wants to drink wine. So he gives a shvach to the Rebbeinu Shalom, wine. Where did you get wine from? The Rebbeinu Shalom. So he thanks the Rebbeinu Shalom, boire priya gofen, the Rebbeinu Shalom created the priya gofen. He says that's when he wants to use wine for a gashmiyistika purpose. He says, what if one needs wine for ruchnias? Ein oimrim shir alayayin. Ein oimrim kiddush alayayin. So lechayre, so he also needs wine. So one shouldn't give a shvach vaydo to the Rebbein Shloilom, that he has wine to say shir and he has wine to make kiddush. Lechayre shazicha, give a shvach vaydo to the Rebbein Shloilom. So meikir adin, it's not a brochel of atole. He can make the boire priya gofen out his benefit, that he has wine in order to say Shira Olof, to say Kiddush Olof. That what the Gemara says, a mevorich tzorich shiitoim, that is pshat, that it's not a covet of the broche, that the broche was made and no one was toying. On this Indian, not to make it ois broche levatola, broche levatola zichanat. The whole Indian is that it's not a covet of the broche, that a broche was made without time. Avdus can help in the team of the Rach HaNimel. Zog the Gemara weiter. Meitz. They asked him a shayla of meitz. Sholach lohu meitz lo yis asku bei. Mamma, she threw the books on them. This was the chochme of Chakimis, Rav Menashe. Meitz lo yis asku bei. Lo yehudoin ve lo yamoin. Loi beyontav rishin, v'loi beyontav sheni. It's awesome. Frag the Gemara, eini v'amar Rav Yehuda bar Shilas, omar Rav Asi, uv da hava bebeik nishne demoin beyontav asomach l'shabes. It was a maise yontav asomach l'shabes. V'loi yedani milafonel milachere. I don't know klar if it was a yontav after Shabbos. It was the second day already that the mace was around. Or it was the yontav before Shabbos. If you want to make the kvuris, so it'll be... So be 2 days without kvur, be nisra. Aba va'osu lekame de Rabbi Yochanan va'oma lohu yis asku be amamin. And you can be kabel the meis with goy. Va'oma rove meis beyond the vrishin yis asku be amamin. Beyond the vsheinu yis asku be Yisrael. Va'afilu beyond the vsheinu yishal reish eshan amashen kem bebeye. That the yontav sheni we are makel, afilu yontav sheni shal reish eshan, that's Kula kedusha achas, that even though we paskin legabi beyish and ilda bozeh asura bozeh, abo legabi meis, we were makel beyond the sheni shorei sheshona yisasko by Yisrael. So what's that to say? So we she'ain on b'nei teire. They're not b'nei teire. You can't tell them any kulas. Zot Rashi. V'lo yadane imi lefonel imchal yontev be'erev Shabbos u meis boi bayoim.
He died with Shabbos, and with Nation Ishtar Kvar, where he must reach it here. Meis beyond the Vrish, and Meishen Ishtar. He going to Meis with Shabbos, and the Mocha, Hoyo Yonte. Agabucha, the Rishonim Achoyle, can Rashi, the Rishonim hold, that Meis beyond the Vrish, and Afilu Loi Nishtar, is also Mutter Al Yidei Amomen. Right, when the yester shaila was, the tzil was, it was nishtaya take. But la locha wa b'yechen and paskin is mutter, the meis beyond the rishon is mutter idei amomin, there's no difference if it's nishtaya loy nishtaya. So the roiv rishonim, and I think the paskin is in Shulchan Aruch also, achilek an rashi, that it's mutter, afilu would die that day, he died that day, it's mutter idei amomin. Ma she'en kem bebeye, de'en rei sheshon eshove lo yomim tovim shel goli, yifilo rei sheshon achom yontav sheini delay. V'neil da boze, asur da boze. Ma she'en kem, but l'gabi meis, that the wamata yontav sheini yifilo al yidei Yisrael. Yontav sheini yis asku bo Yisrael, u bebeye maskin en bosa hachnusa. Ikere den Tag is asko bei Israel. Oma Ravine, hoit ne dike chavri. But now that there are chavirim, des parsiim, so we cannot be matar al yidei Israel. Chayshinon, we're afraid. What are we afraid of? Perish. Lo yis asko bei Israel. Pen yitzavo aleim chavri lasis malochem biyomtev. Kiven sheroin shoisen bishvil meis. That means that the Parsiim respected the religion of the Eden, and they don't do Malacha Yontav Sheni. Right. But the minute they're going to see they're going to do Malacha, they'll be Mekavar Ameis, so Mamele, to be Mavchen between the Tzairich Akum and the Tzairich Meis, that they won't be Mavchen already. So Mamele, so Ravina says, so Idna Dike Chavre Chayshin. So Mamele, so it is also Al Yidei Yisrael. Umaisa hoya. Vailichu meis chutzletchum beyonte. Vaholchu achov besusim lis asik bemeis. There was a maise in the shtot of Milion. And there was a meis beyonte of Shaini, and they took him out chutzletchum, and vaholchu achov besusim. Vekoas rabbeinu tam. Ava lahilchim beregel beloisusim. Vishama Rebbe de Taimoi Mishum the Masik Ravina Haidna Dikrechavre. Ula Didon Avol Gav the Lekala Mechish is lesser, given the Masikov. So the Baram says Pshat and Toisvis that Rabbi Natam was Machma as follows. The Gemara says Haidna de Ikechavre Chayshina. So Rabbi Natam held, even though the Tam is not Shaykh, but since it was a Gzeire, that was Nasa b'minyan, you need a minyan achala atira, and we don't have a minyan to be oikad of Frida Kezeire. So Ravina b'shaitai asal by Yidei Yisrael. So Mamela, we can't be matred, even though now we don't have Palestine. Lididon de lekalameche, avagav de lekalameche shes lesa, kivin de masi kochi. Then he says, gam yeshlira pen yitzavu asorim lisasek b'malachtam, v'lichtav ma shehem roitze. And then there's a svara, even though perhaps it won't affect all Yidden, but some Yidden who are affiliated with the government, and the Teichet Pasen, they'll see you did a malacha and Yontav Sheni, so they see you could also do malacha, so they'll also be mitzvah. So it could be the Tam passed also. V'shalach lam Rabbeinu Tam, b'nei bishchareinam b'nei teire, b'nei meliyayim b'nei teire. That was the headline of the Kol Koyrei that the Rabbi Natam put out. So Mamela, Trachneta, you're better than the Bnei Bishcha. La Alocha, we don't pass him like the Rabbi Natam. We pass him as Mutra Yidei Yisrael. But for some reason, to go on Susim, that they asked. Susim, even though we pass him like the Rabbi Natam, that it's not like the Rabbi Natam, it's Mutar Yidei Yisrael, to do Melochus Teraise, Susim is also. So, the Sharetzim, Vachsach Mir, Tak Chavov,
brings two svaris why they asked the tzusim. One very gishmak svaris, he says they were only matter this lekovet hameis. They were matter yontav sheni lekovet hameis. They were matter to you allowed to do malachis teraisa. Yontav sheni you allowed to do malachis. So he says, so this is dafke the everything that lekovet hameis, the kvura, the chutzotchum, that's all lekovet hameis. The keretais is the meduber is to walk or to ride on the horse. It's a bigger covered ameis to walk. To ride on the horse, that's a covered of the malavan, not a covered of ameis. So that's why it could be the yasa. That's one svara. Then the Mishnah Berurah says that it seems that this is a gvalta to ride on horses in yontav is a gvalta to zilzul in yontav. So lemaise this the yasa. Omar Rav Ovin Barav Hune Omar Rav Chome Barguria. Misatef Odom Bekilo. A person is allowed to be Misatef Bekilo. A kilo, we had learned before, was a sheet, which was used for a canopy. So a person is allowed to put on the sheet, cover himself, wrap himself around with the sheet, he wears a terech malbush, so Mamela is allowed to do it. So now, the kilo, that what he's wrapping himself around with the kilo, that's now chiddush. Good, it's terech malbush. He's read this, so that's mutter. The shaila is, the kiska sel, which these are the ritsuis, now the whole purpose of these ritsuis, that this is good for the kilo dikechelik. When you want to be pyrus the kilo, so these ritsuis are convenient for the priestess a kilo. But for the gabi the din levisha, these ritsuis are loymala loymoyrit. So memele, so the chayla should be a shayla of the haitzah of the ritsuis. He's by wearing the kilo, he's carrying ritsuis, which is not a tzairich levisha. Frag de gemore meishna mit der rabune da mar rabuna mar rab a yitzi betal shaine mit zu yetes kil khosa be shabbes khayt khat. If a person will walk out with a talus, let's say three of the knofes have kosher tzitzis and the fourth knof is without tzitzis, so is khayt khat. Why is he khayt khat? Before the tzitzis, the tzitzis are not serving any purpose, and so mamela it's is khayt al tzitzo of the tzitzis. Since it's, these tzitzis are not matir the beged, so he's carrying tzitzis shalei letzairach. So he's chayev chatas on the tzitzis. So he bezoi, how could you be misatav with the kila? He's carrying the ritzuit. And for the gemara, tzitzis legabi talis chshivi v'loi beteili. Tzitzis achoshev, it's not botel. Hani loi chshivi u beteili. But these ritzuis are not choshev. A male becomes botel to the beged, and a male does no shaila v'itzor. Zogt Rashi, Misatev Odom Bekilo, Shohu Kesadim, Misatev Bo Derech Malbush, Vekis Keseho, Ritzuyis Atliyis Bo. Lemrinen Hach Ritzuyis Lav Letzoyrech Itefnino, they're not contributed anything in the Itof. Vahave Masui Ahu Shaita, Shein Kiskesin Asuin Elonin Toysa Bo Oyo. The whole purpose of the Kiskesin is for the Oyo Dike Shimush. Chayiv chatos. So what the Rav Chama Barachama Baguya said, I'm sorry, Rav Huna said, Hayayitz betala she'eino mitzuyetes ki hilchoso chayiv chatos. So Rashi is medayik v'ilu loy hoysa mitzuyetes klal. What did it be noted is, loy mechayiv. Doho levusheyu. Because this is his levush. The priyitzchot brings a raya from this Rashi. There's a primigodim and a minchas chinuch, which klara shaila, if a person wears a beged, which he's not permitted to wear, does the isa levisha make it ois malbush? Or doesn't it make it ois malbush? Primigodim klara shaila, a person will wear a beged shal shatnes. Is he chayiv al tzeitzo? The minchas chinuch klara shaila, he takes it for a double poshet, but if a person will wear leather shoes on Yom Kippur, since he's not allowed to wear shoes, so he's chayiv al tzeitzo. They assume that the Issa Levisha is Mafkir the Shem Albush. So the Priyitzah brings a Raya from this Rashi Nitazai.
Rashi says, "Vilu loy ha'isem mitziyetzes klal loy mechayev." Do levusheyu, it's a malvish. There's no such thing. He's over a nisser. He's not wearing tzitzis, but that's not mafkiya the same malvish. Alma about kaponim when there are three pairs of tzitzis. Alma tzitzis having loy masik. Hayul ve'enam kimitzvason. Since the kimitzvason enam tzrichel lo. So it's not part of the beged. I mean, a beged mamish enam the lechshavino kivosei. It is not serving any purpose. The Rambam says the reason one is permitted to wear tzitzis is mitachsisei habeged. The Rambam speaks of how is one allowed to wear tzitzis at night. The Lailu loves man tzitzis. So the Rambam says, but this is part of the beged. So minoyei habeged, mitachsisei habeged. But that is not tzitzis which are accomplishing something. These tzitzis can't accomplish anything, so it's a masu. So the Gemara says, tzitzis achshivi, shum the shal tcheile same. V'loi botli, v'have v'hubo masu. So Rashi learns only because of tchelas. Let us see. Taisvah sitas chshivi v'lei botli. So Taisvah doesn't learn out tchelas. She'enem v'vutom v'isha chashuvim heim be'enov. She'adnai t'alita b'tala sitas revis. Kach perish rabbein echananu. And there's a chshivi. So he hopes eventually to add on another pair of sitas on the corner for revi. Ha'loi chshivi u'botli. But al zeh somach rebi l'aniach b'avnei t'ayretzuyes atluyes boi. The Rebbe had on his galpul, he had Ritzuis hanging down. This was used as garters. This was used to hold up the stockings. So Memele and Rebbe wore this without wearing stockings, without using it. So Lachayre, it should be a Shaila v'masui. So he held the botle, Boichshivi kuli hai, this is not Choshev. So since it's not Choshev, so Memele it's botle to the Avneir.